Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this great love and all this power and joy and abundance of heaven that you've made available for us. Thank you, Lord. We got you through the fear of the Lord from respecting you. And I thank you, Father God, that our faith and patience keeps us here, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you have done so much in bringing us into this wonderful covenant. And thank you, Lord, that we are not of those that turn back, that we stay in this beauty, Father God, and shine, Father God, because that's our portion, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless this word now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Psalm 147 from verse 8 to 11, the RSV translation. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow up upon the hills. He gives to the beast their food and to the young ravens which cry. His delight is not in the strength of a horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just see, you know, we look at this earth and we look at it and we know no man could have made this. This is God, our Father, our heavenly family. They made this. And then more than that, they sustaining it. And they looking after everything, giving everything what it needs at the right time. And then we sit here and we see the devil working and in operation in the United Nations and in these various organizations, and we know their agenda and what can happen. Fear can come up and despondency can come up, and then guys, we're in a bad place, because we are with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are in a good place, and you can fall from a good place to a bad place because you're not keeping your faith. You're not trusting that your God knows what is happening and he's totally in control. So we need to see these devices of evil so that we can wake up the believers and the unbelievers to stand, execute the written judgment. But most of all, we've not got to lose our zeal and our love. It's the fear of the Lord that got us here. And we must stay in the fear of the Lord. I love that in Malachi, it talks about God sees those that fear him. And then he takes note of them and he says, hey, I will remember, they will be my sons and daughters. And we are his sons and his daughters. We have come out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we just need to stay there, because all this deception is going to get burnt up. But then he goes on again. But those who fear me will go out like calves led from the store. So that's our whole thing, guys. We got to stay in faith. And we got this encouragement also in Revelation chapter 3, the church of Sardis. There you got some brothers that has come out of the world, been washed white, sanctified, become the ecclesia, the called out ones. But then their works is not perfect. They're not staying in the light as he's in the light. The Bible says in that day, when we keep to the faith, holding fast to the hope, we are holy and blameless in his sight. So they have fallen away. The things of this world has ensnared them. They started in the spirit, but now they've fallen into the flesh. And then he says, they must beware, because I will come like a thief. You see, for the person that has stayed with the Lord doesn't come like a thief in the day of judgment. It says that we can be confident in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And you see this also where it speaks about him coming with all the saints and our beloveds that have gone on to heaven in the end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And the next chapter goes on to say, but we are not of those of the night. We are those of the day, so we don't have to fear, because we already in tune and flowing with the Lord. So that's what we're going to do. And then also, beautiful, it goes on. And he talks about the in the same church of Sardis, there's people, they staying dressed in white, and they walking with the Lord in white, not walking in carnality, but walking in spirituality, staying in tune with the Lord. And then he says, and their names will not be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. So we can see falling aside, getting despondent, getting into the flesh, and not being bold in faith, we are giving up our salvation. In Hebrews, it's even worse there. It says in that there, once you've had a knowledge of the truth and you go back to sinning, there's no more an excuse, because you're treading Christ under your feet now. But then he goes on, you went through some beautiful things, you've done a lot of things. Now get back to those good things, because you're the righteous live by faith, and we need to endure, because in good time, at the right time, the Lord is coming. He strengthens us on a daily basis, but he's also coming to put an end to darkness and bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So we are not of those that draw back, but those who believe and are saved. Amen.
Amen.